listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Victorian councils have been put on notice following the discovery of asbestos-tainted mulch at a number of Melbourne parks. The EPA is writing to all Victorian councils, asking them to assess quality controls for landscaping works and mulch supply contracts, as well as to demolition companies to remind them of their obligations. Meantime, the EPA's Duncan Pendry has this request of the community.
Be vigilant. If you're seeing suspicious activity, people dumping stuff, see if you can take a photo of the registration number of the vehicle or write it down and ring our contact line.
Police are encouraging all Latrobe Valley residents to lock up their homes and cars following a spike in thefts. The latest crime data revealing a 34% jump in thefts from cars alone last year. Morwell MP Martin Cameron also wants locals to play it safe.
We've been told a lot of this crime is occurring because cars and homes are being left unlocked. In some cases, people are walking through unlocked front doors or garages, grabbing car keys off the bench and driving off in the owner's car.
And hundreds are expected to flock to Seymour this week for the Alternative Farming Expo. Event manager Joanne Smiles says there's something for everyone.
Basically, it's a display of sustainability and innovation, as well as some market-style stalls. We have our learning hub doing educational talks on all different types of farming, from beekeeping to cattle.
A big win for Echuca in Goulburn Valley netball this weekend, the side downing Mansfield 65-18. Elsewhere, a close one saw Tatura get the win over Seymour by 2 goals. And Traralgon sits on top of the Gippsland netball ladder after a 10-goal win over Leon Gaffer.